Track 8, Body Art.
Hi, I'm Ava. While the other girls have only been talking about getting a tattoo, I already got one. It is a beautiful note on my left wrist. It is a bit problematic, though, because I'm only 14, and so legally I am not allowed to get a tattoo without my parents' consent. I knew my dad would say no, so I simply asked my mom. I was quite persistent and kept on asking and pleading and promising until she finally agreed. So we fixed a date and I got my note tattooed on my left wrist. The problem is that my dad still doesn't know it, and the longer he doesn't know, the madder he will be. Or maybe I will keep on asking him until he agrees as well, and then I'll pretend that the tattoo is new. Let's just hope he doesn't find out before.
Hi, my name is Elijah. I would really love to get a tattoo. There are so many cool tattoos I would like to have. It's a pity that I can't get one until I'm older, and my parents are strictly against it. We even had an argument the other day about tattoos, and I shouted at them and said that I will get one on my 18th birthday. My dad just said that when I'm legally old enough and I have enough money, then I could do what I wanted, but he would never allow it, so I guess I'd better start saving.
Hello, I'm Emma, and I think that getting a tattoo is complete nonsense. How can you know that you still like the tattoo in, let's say, 5 years? Or in 50 years? I once saw an old man with a tattoo on his left arm. It looked a bit weird. It was kind of a strange symbol. A bald head looking up and a star behind it, and underneath it said, "The Sisters of Mercy." I first thought he was very religious, but the head didn't really make sense. So I went to him and asked him, and he said that the Sisters of Mercy were a band he liked when he was young. I also asked him if he still liked their music, and he didn't answer my question. He looked a bit offended, though. I think this is a very good example of how stupid tattoos really are.